to get away, get away, get away. Tuned into 2SER Breakfast, where it's time to get away with Dre. Dre's here to talk about travel on a Tuesday to get you planning for the weekend, get you exploring the outdoors. Get away with Dre. This is, of course, brought to you by Essence Sri Lanka, an Australian-owned company founded by two passionate travellers, the wonderful Aravinda and Olivia. They offer all-inclusive private tours of Sri Lanka, promoting practical and ethical tourism. Spend less time travelling and more time exploring with Essence Sri Lanka. Dre, we're back to talk about a very special place. Good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
What is this special place we're getting away to today?
Well, let me take you to the Central Tablelands regions of New South Wales.
Please do. Take me now.
Where we could go to Orange.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah. So on Saturday, coming the 19th of July in 1946, Orange was proclaimed a city.
And they've never looked back.
They've never looked back, no. So if you're coming from the studio, from the CBD, and you're going to head to Orange, it's about a four-hour road trip, just
beautiful,
shy of 4 hours.
Beautiful road trip through the mountains.
You can stop at the Blue Mountains. You can stop at Bathurst. Beautiful places.
Stop at Lithgow and get a punch-up.
You can... That's probably true. But Orange is a city in a region that's rich in agriculture and activity. So I thought, why don't we go through a couple of things you can do in Orange, New South Wales?
And unsurprisingly, we're going to start off with the OVBT, the Orange and Villages Bicycle Trail.
Yes, if you've heard this Getaway with Dre before, you know how much I love bike trails.
You love to get on your bike.
Love bike trails. So you can explore Orange by bike on a designated bike path, which you can do in portions with the family. You don't have to go all out. Or you can go hardcore, like I would do, and do the trail on a multi-day trip.
How long is it?
So 360 kilometres. It's a loop.
That's a lot of riding.
But then if you split it up in sections, it's fine. It's split up into six sections.
Yeah.
And the trail aims, and this is why I love bike trails, especially bike trails made like this, how they're curated like this, because you're combining bike touring with visiting rural communities. You're going out there and you're supporting local.
Yes.
You're supporting the agriculture there as well, and you can really take in and explore the place.
Agriculture, like grapes. What do they make from grapes?
Oh, I wonder what.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
I don't take it in pill form. I take it in
liquid form.
So you can also check out the local food delicacies of the region as well.
And there's a lot of that in Orange, isn't there?
There is a lot of that. So the whole trail is a mix of sealed and unsealed bike paths, as well as backcountry cycling, which is probably the best. Section 3, which is Cargo to Cowra. That section is one of the highlights. So you go through backcountry riding that gives you the opportunity to ride past cattle, sheep, alpacas as well. Cowra is also a place that you could stop over, and I suggest stop over for 2 days. Don't just do 1 day there. There's a Japanese garden there, which is quite amazing.
I was talking to my dad about the Japanese garden in Cowra because we used to go there when we were kids, loved it there.
Yeah, it's really nice, and that's also because there were prisoners of war camps there that the Japanese were held, and Cowra actually treated them very well.
Yeah.
And that's why we're going to go into this place.
That's Cowra for you. Just a nice town filled with nice people.
Nice people. That they've been awarded Australia's World Peace Bell. And that's put at Cowra Civic. So that was put there because of Cowra's long-standing contribution to peace and international understanding. So an annual ceremony is there held on World Peace Day, September 3, which is a nice time to actually go cycling. So if you can pair them up together, why not?
Yeah.
But you can also visit the Cowra Prisoner of War Camp, which is one of the top heritage sites in Australia.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So back in 1944, there was like a whole breakout, like, you know, prison break?
Yeah.
But it was over 1,000 Japanese prisoners that did that.
Oh, nice one. I think no doubt getting out to try and sample one of those excellent custard slices that you only get in Cowra.
Oh, what? I didn't know this.
Well, you get it because you're too busy. You got it. Sometimes you've just got to dismount from the bike and have a custard slice
tray. That's true. Or you do it at the same time. Why not?
Yeah. We're going to go to Veranda Cave in Bornor Karst Reserve.
So Orange is very big on hiking and they've got pretty good hiking trails.
Yeah.
But travel a bit inland, only a 22-minute drive to the Bornor Karst Reserve. And Veranda Cave is a pretty cool cave to check out. So it's made from this limestone that's been shaped by water flow, and we're talking ancient year old water flows that have
water
it looking
flow for
like
ages,
this.
Man.
Exactly. So the walk to Veranda Cave is a nice, easy 3.5 kilometre trail. So nice. It's flat, so it's great. Don't worry about it.
Contradictions in term, a nice and easy
3.5
kilometre trail. Fair enough.
It starts at the Borno Picnic Area and it takes you through the bush along Borey Creek Trail. A return trip should take you about an hour, but that doesn't include you stopping for lunch because you have to stop for lunch at the cave. It's such a nice place if you're quiet enough, which we are both not.
No.
You might be able to see a platypus there because they've been spotted.
Ooh.
And I've never seen a platypus in the wild, Danny. I've seen everything else, but not a platypus. How amazing would it be to see that?
I know. I saw a platypus in the wild once.
Stop.
I said, g'day, mate, to me.
And it went, get out of here.
Gave me a wink.
Oh, said, no, that's a mess.
He gave me a wink and said, be sure to try the custard slice. There's some wine tasting at Orange.
I mean, it's known for wine tasting. If you're not going to try wine, you're missing out, right?
What are you doing? What are you even doing?
There's so many wineries to check out in Orange.
There's one, Mayfield Vineyard.
Yes, so this one's a gorgeous-looking vineyard. It also offers farm feeding experiences for yourself and the kids, but for yourself as well. They're incredibly gorgeous farm-friendly animals. They're gorgeous animals there. It's one of those fashion cows and stuff. But anyway, you can also pre-book a picnic hamper where you can have picnic in the vineyard, which is also really nice. But Danny, do you know what pairs well with wine?
What pairs well with wine?
The outdoors. So there's a Simo's off-road tour where you could do a food and wine safari, which is so great in itself. But why don't you add a scenic tour and a camping adventure where they tailor the whole camping adventure for you?
Yeah.
So you know when you want to camp but you don't like the logistic aspects of camping, you're like, meh. They do it for you. They plan the place. They plan the meals. They plan the camping. They've got the recreation equipment because camping's really expensive.
Yeah.
There's a meme out there where it goes, oh, when you go camping, you actually pay a fortune to live like a hobo. It's true. Very true. But you just have to bring yourself. That's it.
That's it?
That's cool. You know what else pairs with wine, Danny?
What else pairs with wine?
Fly fishing.
I didn't think you were going to say that.
No, I mean, we do. So Printhy Wines have all these activities you can do with wine tasting. Fly fishing. Fishing is one of them.
Fly fishing out
there. Have you ever tried fly fishing?
Yeah, mate. Catch and release.
I actually don't know nothing. I know nothing about fly fishing, so maybe I should do this.
That's good. It's sort of like, it's not sort of like cast your line and leave it there. It's like you continually sort of
So it's all about the arm movement.
Yeah, it's about the arm movement, the casting, the dropping of the line.
Oh, look at you.
Winding it back in.
Oh, well, pair that with a bottle of sparkling,
yeah.
And it doesn't matter how good you are or how bad you are. It just matters how tipsy you are, really.
Yeah.
But it's at Printhy Lake. They've got their own lake. Imagine that. You get a private instructor for two hours. It could be your first, like me. It could be your 1,000th time. Doesn't depend on your skill. Just depends how much wine you've had, right? And the instructor caters to your skill. Can you imagine being an instructor there and just watching people a little bit tipsy?
You'd fit right in.
Oh, I would definitely. So after 2 hours of fishing, you'd be famished, right? But this comes with a 4-course degustation. And guess what else it comes with?
What?
More wine.
Thank you very much, Dre. Will you get away with this time next
week? Of course.